worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Verses 1 through 9, Joshua chapter 1. Then looking in the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Father, thank you once again for the wonderful privilege, the wonderful blessing, the gracious honor and opportunity you give us in as you've saved us and you've called us out of the world and into a new relationship with you and with one another in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a privilege it is for us to serve as ambassadors for your kingdom wherever we go. And Father, thank you, Lord, for the truth that you've called us to be courageous and strong and courageous as we go forward in obedience to your word and your will and your Spirit. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of courage and strength, Lord. Help us to recognize, Lord, that you call us to be on offense continually as we build your kingdom and tear the kingdom of darkness down. Empower us to be faithful vessels through which you can accomplish your perfect will more and more with every passing day. We commit the broadcast into your hands today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, you tell us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but your promise to us, the great hope we have, is that you will deliver us from every one of those. What a blessing, Father. What a comfort, what a confidence we have as we live on this earth, knowing that you're going to be our shield, our protector, that you're going to guide us in a direction that is best for us, that brings you much honor and glory. We thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. And once again, I want to remind our listeners, the American Family Association's online bookstore has a variety of products and items and resources designed to help to encourage American culture and to help aid the church in carrying out its carrying out its fulfill its calling to carry out the Great Commission. We're encouraging you to go online to the AFA store, to afastore.net. Again, that's afastore.net. And take a look at some of the resources that are found there. The AFA Easter buttons are now available for you to wear and share with others. They feature the message, He Lives. So I hope that you'll take time to go to the bookstore and take a look at those and other resources that you'll find there. Again, that's at afastore.net. Again, that's afastore.net. We are honored and privileged to have with us once again Jonathan McCullough Sr. with the ministry. He's the founder of the ministry Urban Conservatives of America. Okay, there goes Pete. He was excited last time they were on, and he's excited to hear Jonathan back again. But good to have Jonathan with us today. But also we have with us also Yakini Wisdom. She's the Urban Conservatives of America Director of Urban Engagement in San Antonio, Texas as well. Pete's glad to have her on as well. So good to have you, Jonathan and Yakini, with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure, Mr. Parker.
All right. Great to have you both as well. And Jonathan, I'm going to ask if you'll start off and share with our listeners what the ministry and organization Urban Conservatives of America is all about and the mission behind it. And we also will hear from Yakini as well as she shares about the work she's doing specifically in the city of San Antonio, Texas. But if you'll start us off, Jonathan, please do.
Yes, sir. Our mission, we were inspired because there's a need across America for the truth, not the alternative truth, but the truth. And that is also applies to the history in America. That needs to be told correctly. Mm-hmm. Biblical history needs to be told correctly. And this is our mission. How can anybody be set free if they aren't administered the truth? The alternative truth sounds good, but there's no liberation in it. So our mission is to tell the truth about American history, attack the culture for which that we've embraced in the urban communities. There's no liberation there either because the truth is not administered. So our job, our whole idea, everything that inspires us is to liberate the urban communities from the alternative truth to the truth, because the Bible says the truth, and that is Jesus Christ, is what will set you free and nothing else. Mm-hmm. So our mission is to deliver the truth to the urban communities and be the manifestation for which the things that we speak of. You see, the Word of God comes in word, spirit, and manifestation. We can talk about the Word until we're blue in the face, but if there's no evidence of what we speak, then there's no power there. So what we are a group of people that have stories, have testimonies of the truth and how the truth set us free. And how can we be lights if we don't be a symbol for what it is that we speak? So the thing is, our communities, our urban communities nationwide, have embraced a culture that is not of Christ in the name of Christ. So we are embracing Christ, and we are denouncing this culture. This is our mission, and it's rooted in love. It's rooted in humility. It's rooted in testimonies. So this is who we are, and this is what we look forward to doing in every major city in the United States of America. And as you introduced Yakini Wisdom, she is a sweet young lady, God's daughter. She's very wise, and she's become a part of this mission, and she has the same story and the same concerns about the urban communities.
Okay. All right. And so would it be accurate to say, Jonathan, then the Urban Conservatives of America is clearly a Christian ministry founded on the Word of God?
Absolutely. We are faith-based. Absolutely. Our motto is faith, family, and freedom.
Okay. All right. Before we go further, would you take a moment specifically to pray for listeners to really have ears to hear whatever the Lord wants to share with them, what he wants to say to them on the broadcast today? Pray for them to have ears to hear whatever that would be.
Absolutely. Father, we ask that you open the ears of your children, Lord. Allow your word, your spirit to enter, Lord, and bring forth the manifestation, Lord. Open the eyes, Lord, and the ears and the hearts of the people in America that are under the sound of our voice. This is, we are just vessels, Lord, but it is your spirit that speaks through us, and we ask that the word goes out and it does not return void, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. And so again, as I've mentioned, Yakini Wisdom is with us also. And Yakini, if you'll go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us more specifically about who you are and what you do as the Director of Urban Engagement in San Antonio. Now, of course, we're coming up on a break, but if the break catches us, we'll just pick up on the other side. But go right ahead and tell us a bit about yourself and what you do with the ministry.
Good morning, and thank you for having me come on today, Mr. Parker.
Mm-hmm.
What I do in San Antonio is pretty much going through the communities and try to engage with the communities that are, per se, the ones that feel like they don't have a voice or they feel like they're not being heard. Mm-hmm. And a lot of information isn't getting out to these particular communities within San Antonio. If anyone knows about San Antonio, it is predominantly Hispanic, but we do have areas out here to where there are more of a Black base out here in the San Antonio community. So what God has led me to do is to really just get out there and try to tackle this abortion issue and try to get information out to those that feel like they don't have any other way, there's no other choice, there's no hope, and they feel like their life is over. So God has implanted me in front of abortion clinics now, recently, and also being and partnered with different organizations to be able to get the information out to young ladies that are seeking abortions or feel like they just don't have another way.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own personal story in reference to abortion and reference to when I was actually raped at a young age. And now I just thank God that I'm actually able to give the testimony of how God delivered me from the hurt and the pain and the depression and the, you know, the feeling of nastiness. You feel filthy when that happens to you,
mm-hmm.
When you're violated that way. So God has restored me. So now I'm able to go out there and to minister to young ladies who have been through that situation, i.e. if they're if they go through that situation and they have an abortion or if they're seeking that, I can get out there and try to intercept that and let them know you don't have to do that. So God has placed me in this part in my life, and I'm just going to take the challenge, and I'm going to minister to as many people as I can, get truth out there to them, and being a part of UCA really gives you the liberty to go out there and be a vessel for the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and get you out there to really just speak the truth to those that need it.
Okay. Well, we're coming up on a break now. We're going to pick up on the other side. Our phone guests today are Jonathan McCullough and Yakini Wisdom of Urban Conservatives of America. We'll be right back.
is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In his presence I find safety, just knowing he's near brings joy in my sadness, peace in the time of storm, yeah. Brings hope when I'm hopeless, yeah. Protects me from my heart, yeah. And you are,
you are my strength of my life,
yeah. Whom shall I be afraid?
You're right by my side.
I'll
run toward your face,
oh.
It's because of your grace,
yeah.
We are not consumed.
My praise goes to you. All the angels.
Music from the Walls Group. All praise goes to you. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Jonathan McCullough, Sr., founder of Urban Conservatives of America, and Yakimi Wisdom of Urban Conservatives of America, the director of urban engagement in San Antonio, Texas. And before we get back to our guests, we're going to take time specifically to pray Psalm 91, and then we want to challenge and encourage you as a believer. Make it your goal to pray it daily because, again, we're called to be warriors in the kingdom of God, and that's the wisest way for us to approach the world we live in as kingdom warriors. Father, thank you for all those that are part of our listening family today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, nor does any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us with long life. You satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And then in the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, it tells us these words to begin with. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high up on a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Verses 1 through 6 of Psalm 27. And as we begin this segment, Yakini, I'm going to ask if you'll specifically pray for listeners who maybe have been down some of the same roads you've been down through. You know, we live in a world full of people who are hurting, who've been through all sorts of challenges and trauma, but we serve a Lord that is a shepherd. He's a healing shepherd and a restoring shepherd and an encouraging shepherd as well. Would you pray for persons that may be dealing with a lot of hurt or pain in their lives And then we want to get right back into the discussion we were dealing with on the other side of the break.
Yes, not a problem. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you will just comfort those that have suffered trauma in their lives, Heavenly Father. Those that feel like there is no other way, Heavenly Father. But God, we know that you are the way, the truth, and the life, Heavenly Father. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will just comfort those that are hurting right now, Heavenly Father. Those that are feeling alone. God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, God, for your peace that surpasses all understanding to comfort them, to fill their hearts, Heavenly Father. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will bring people around to them, God, in the name of Jesus, that can pray with them, that can comfort them, Heavenly Father, that can speak life into them, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you are the comforter, God. You are the one that heals the hurt, heals the brokenhearted, God. You're the one that restores the lost, Heavenly Father. You are our mighty, omnipotent, righteous God. God, so I just thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for just your love and your peace, Heavenly Father, to flood those, Heavenly Father, that are hurting right now, that have been through trauma, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, I know that all this is done. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And Yakini, if someone wants to get in touch with you and specifically your office, how could they be in touch with you? Do you have a website or an email that you can share?
Yes, you can get in touch. People can get in touch with me at Yakini, Yakini, Wisdom, Wisdom, at Outlook.com. Also, I'm on Facebook. It's just my name, Yakini Wisdom. And I'm also on Instagram, and it's Virtuous, V-I-R-T-U-O-U-S, 1. It's the number 1, and they can get in touch with me there on Instagram.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. Then. And briefly, too, Jonathan, if someone wants to learn more about the overall Ministry of Urban Conservatives of America, or they want to get in touch with you, can you share with us how they can do that?
Yes, sir. They can reach me through our website, www.urbconusa.org, okay. www.urbconusa.org, or you can call me at 832-801-8587.
Okay. All righty. Thank you then. Okay. Yakini, I want to ask you this specifically. You just shared a very powerful testimony, and we thank and praise God for individuals brave and courageous like yourself who are able to take your journey and be able to share and testify of the goodness of God, the Lord who brought you through the trauma you've been through. You know, something that we've heard too many times as you hear people, especially sometimes politicians, but sometimes maybe spiritual leaders that will say, I'm against abortion except in the case of rape. Well, of course, that opens up a whole line of issues, but the reality is this: God's word says you shall not murder, and it doesn't say you shall not murder except in the case of rape. It says you shall not murder. Would you share your thoughts on why the church needs to understand biblically how to even look at this issue as it relates to the life issue?
Well, first off, the church needs to really dive into the word of God and really read the scripture, Jeremiah 1:5, where it says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. So regardless of how that baby was conceived, God has a purpose and a plan for that baby to fulfill on this earth. So there's no excuse for abortion, there's no reason for abortion, and there's no path for abortion. There isn't. And the church has to get on board with this and stop preaching contrary to what the Word of God says in reference to life. And when life happens, life, you know, babies are at conception.
That's right.
It's at conception.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I'd also like to add, if mm-hmm. I may.
Yes.
We were, all of mankind was created for one primary purpose, and that's to glorify God.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the greatest glory God gets come from the powerful testimonies of people that were born in unusual, dysfunctional circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, some of us that came through ordinary circumstances. See, the Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who could know it? The thing mm-hmm. is, we have a problem with pride. We don't understand that it's not about us, it's about God.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have people that come through extraordinary circumstances, dysfunctional circumstances, that these babies are coming through. God is looking to get some glory. You understand? Mm-hmm. Nothing that we go through cannot be overcome through God. So
mm-hmm.
There's no reason, as she read Jeremiah 1 and 5, there's no exception any of that to kill an innocent child because of whatever the circumstances may be. God, listen, if people would speak, there are people that beat abortions. Mm-hmm. I've met people that were supposed to be aborted and they survived abortion. I've met people that, in fact, myself, I'm a twin. My mom was going to Stanford University in California, and she got pregnant with twins, and she tried to kill us. Falling on the floor, slipping, throwing herself down the stairs. But we survived, and we survived so that some wonderful parents, Reverend George McCullough and Sister Dorothy McCullough, who are my adopted parents, who I see as my real parents,
mm-hmm.
received us the day we were born in Houston, Texas, December 12, 1965. So my point in all this is there is no excuse, you know, to abort a baby. God is looking for some glory from somebody,
mm-hmm.
because we got a whole lot of people here in this world that are puffed up. You understand? We're not going to tell the world what God delivered us from. Well, mm-hmm. how can you be saved if you don't have a story from which you were saved from?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? God is looking for some glory. That's Jesus right. said very clearly, to thine is the kingdom, to thine is the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
So God is looking for some glory from his creation,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And
what we have to do, we have to understand that a lot of these babies that are being born, these babies were prepared to come out and give God some glory. You know,
right.
it's not about what you've been through. The real story is what you overcame. Mm. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. And this is where mm-hmm. this is where we are with this situation. And this is why this is important. You know, in the political realm, you know, the body of Christ has a responsibility. God has given us authority over the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have allowed the political community to control what we say and what we do, and to teach us the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And God already told us, ye are the salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
We are the children of God. We have the power. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jonathan, would you pray for believers that their hearts and minds really be opening to the truths you share? Because, again, we need to understand who we are in Christ Jesus and the church. The most powerful entity in the world is the Church of Jesus Christ. Would you pray for the church in that regard?
Amen. Father, I just, Lord, look to you, Lord. Father, you've given us authority to trample over scorpions and snakes or by anything that by any means would hurt us. Father, I ask that you just rain down your power and your spirit and your faith back into the American church, Lord, across the nation, so that your members of your body can understand who holds all power. Father, we know that your son, Jesus, died, laid, was crucified, and was risen on the third day, and you gave him all power death,
Jesus.
Hell, and the grave. All
Thank
power.
Jesus.
Father, let that resonate to the body that
Thank
they
you,
know
Lord
that you
Jesus.
Hold all power. What can harm
Thank
us?
You, Lord
if
Jesus.
God be for us, who yes. can be against us?
Yes, Lord
let
Jesus.
Us put faith where we have placed fear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Let me mention too, Yokini, you have a part of, you mentioned, for example, amongst other things, you have a ministry in which you go to the abortion clinic sometimes, I guess a sidewalk counselor. Is that part of what you do?
It's an advocate. It's a sidewalk advocate. So okay. What I do is I go in front of the clinic and I actually pray in front of the clinic. And when I do see a young lady about to go in there, I try to grab her attention before the escort grabs their attention. And, you know, just let them know Jesus loves them. Let them know there's another way. Let me talk to you. Let me help you. So I try to minister in that way to let them know that you don't have to do this. And I say it in love. Mm-hmm. And I also give them information for different resources that's in San Antonio for them to go to if they change their mind.
Right. Okay. We're coming up on a break again, and we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guests today are Jonathan McCullough Sr., the founder of Urban Conservatives of America, and Yokini Wisdom. She's the director of urban engagement of Urban Conservatives of America in San Antonio, Texas. We'll be right back. Toby Mack, it's you. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Jonathan McCullough Sr., the founder of Urban Conservatives of America, and Yokini Wisdom, the Urban Conservatives of America, director of urban engagement in San Antonio, Texas. And let me mention this specifically to Yokini, something in relation to just some of what you shared already about the life issue. I think of this, that you know, one more tragedy around the life issue that too often, again, and as you both alluded to, people too often take their theology, instead of looking to the Word of God for their perspective and their theology, too often they're getting their theology from their culture or their political party. But sadly, we have people that, for example, they think, well, if a woman is violated, then if she conceives a baby, then they think, well, it must be okay to get rid of that baby. Well, of course, the Bible doesn't change with circumstance. And again, the question you should ask, why execute the baby for the crime of the father? Certainly, it's a traumatic situation, but the reality is God's word always applies. And Jonathan, as you touched on powerfully, we serve a God that can take the mess and the messiness of life and make a masterpiece out of it. We've got to learn to trust him and keep following him too. So Yokini, I want to ask you specifically, you, a part of your work is at the abortion clinics as well. You know, there's some believers who would think to themselves, I'm scared to go to the abortion clinic, or I would never go to abortion clinic. It's too much that happens in those places. Well, certainly there's a lot of spiritual warfare, but what would you say to a believer who's thinking, well, I want to get more involved with standing for life, but I'm just not sure if I can do that. What would you say to them?
I would tell them that they are more than conquerors, and God has not given us a spirit Amen. Of fear. Hmm. He has not given us a spirit of fear. Too many times we sit back and behind the pews, or we sit back and just watch as other people go do advocate for things. You have to step up, you have to step out, and you have to go out there and you have to speak on what you believe. We know that life begins at conception. We mm-hmm. know that. So that's right. instead of just sitting back, just saying, oh, that's just horrible, that's terrible, get a group of people together. Get some prayer warriors together. Go out there, stand in front of those clinics, and go out there and rebuke those spirits that's inside that clinic, because it's a demonic spirit that's over these clinics, that's over these people, that's actually conducting these awful things going on in these clinics. So we just have to step out in faith, and you have to go out there, mm-hmm. and you just have to do it. You just have to go out there and just do it and pray and help someone.
Amen. Amen. Jonathan, any word of encouragement that you'd want to share with listeners about just getting engaged? What would you say to our listeners about that?
Well, it's very important. As I mentioned earlier, it's very important that we engage. It's very important that we give our testimony. There's people that need to know that God is mm-hmm. and a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. The Bible also said, lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge God, and he shall direct thy path. You know, the Bible tells us, for without faith it is impossible to please God. Okay, what does it mean to have faith? Well, to have faith is more than just say, I have faith. To have faith, the manifestation of faith is trust. Mm-hmm. That's where your works come in. You have to trust the word. You have to trust God mm-hmm. and allow God to deliver you from anything that you're going through. And this has been the problem, with Christianity in America. It's been more about talk and mm-hmm. not about walk. Faith has feet. Mm-hmm. The Bible says faith without works is dead faith. You know why? Because there's no trust there. It's just lip service. So I just ask that, and I pray that we as Christians walk in authority mm-hmm. as God has given us, and trust God in all that we do. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. And, in line with what you both shared too, there is such a need for us as believers to permeate what we do with prayer. We start with prayer. We pray and seek the heart and the mind of God. But we need to understand that we serve a God that has an assignment on the end of our prayers 100% of the time. There's always work that God is basically saying. Now, just like right after the Apostle Paul got saved, his first question to Jesus on the road to Damascus was, Lord, who are you? But his second question was both a question and a wonderful prayer. He said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And that's a wise prayer for us to pray absolutely every day, because as we pray it, God will give us all kinds of assignments that are in line with his perfect will, but that will accomplish the building of his kingdom in the world we live in. God has Amen. All kinds of assignments, but too often as believers, we pray and make the big mistake of thinking, well, I've done my part, I prayed. No, we're just getting started when we pray. And so obedience, Amen. Brother Jonathan, you touched on it. Obedience is one of the great expressions of faith that we need to recognize, that that's just a part of living. We hear from God, and we do what he says. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our time is getting close to a close here. Yakini, any other words of encouragement you'd like to share with listeners about following the Lord and being engaged in being faithful disciples?
What I want to say is that just trust the Lord. Just like Pastor said, just trust the Lord. Ask him what are you supposed to be doing on a daily basis. Seek him in the morning. Seek him at night. Listen for his voice. He will let you know what you need to do. But when it comes to these issues that we see in our faces, we have to go out there and we have to advocate and we have to pray for the lost and we have to disciple those that are lost mm-hmm. and lead people to Christ. We literally have to lead people to Christ. Unfortunately, it has to stop. It literally has to stop, and we have to rise up as believers to let them know that we're not gonna continue to let this go on in our nation. So that's pretty much what I have to say in reference to stepping out in faith and just trusting God and putting some action behind your words.
Amen. Okay. And did you want to share something about the work you do with briefly with single parents as well?
Yes. I'm also looking for a facility now because I want to start mentoring single parents, single mothers. I was a single mother at 17, so I know the challenges of that, but you're more than a conqueror in Jesus' name. You can overcome it. You can have a business. You can do things. So you can't let that waver you away from the destiny and the purpose that God has called on your life. So I am looking for buildings to be able to do some mentoring, just teaching entrepreneurship. And that's part of UCA as well. UCA, we are sticklers for that as far as entrepreneurship, resources, and letting people see what God has created them to be. So that's one of the things that I am working on in San Antonio.
Okay. Father, thank you for your sovereignty over the work that you've called Yekini to do there. Father, Lord, provide the building or buildings needed in that situation in Jesus' name, Lord. You have lots of buildings. Thank you for supplying that need and flood them with grace, peace, and favor as they move forward in doing the work you've called them to there in the San Antonio community. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jonathan, any final words, any words of encouragement and challenge you'd like to share with listeners as well?
Yes, I just like to encourage everybody, as I said earlier, to just trust God, lean not unto our own understanding, and in all our ways, He will direct our path. It's I'm a testimony. I'm a living testimony, a walking testimony. I'm the manifestation of the Word. God said we can be overcome. Mm-hmm. We are overcomers if we just trust God. I encourage everybody to just follow us also on our Facebook page, Urban Conservatives of America. Hello?
You're still here. Yeah, we're still here.
Yes, Urban Conservatives of America, and also our website, www.urbconusa.org. We're a nonprofit organization. Currently, we are surviving by the grace of God on our own income. But if you'd like to make a contribution to our organization, feel free to do so. We would certainly appreciate it. And it's going for an absolute worthy cause. Mm-hmm. Worthy cause.
Okay. All righty. And, you know, I would mention, too, that I'm grateful to the fact that, you know, we had the chance to share with you all about our project that we call the Ten Commandments Project. And we're grateful that you all had a chance to begin taking some of the first steps and really getting it started there, too. And I would mention this, Jonathan, one of the reasons why it's exciting to me for any ministry, church, or group to take this project on is because, you know, of course, the Ten Commandments are found in their entirety in two places in the Word of God, in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5. Amongst other things, the Ten Commandments are a wonderful statement from God's Word. They summarize the wisdom of all of God's Word in a neat teaching, preaching tool. And they teach us basic truths about serving God, serving people, and respecting property, basic truths about living. And so it's a wonderful tool for us to use for discipling, really for adults as well as young people and children as well. So, again, grateful that you all have taken that on, though. But any thoughts you want to share about why that's important?
Is this question for me?
Whoever wants to try to address it.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's very important because the Ten Commandments is a constitution to our spirits. You know, just like we honor the Constitution in our nation, these are God's laws.
Right.
And this is what we should be govern our spirits by. And it's very, very important that we implement these laws into our children at an early age. The Bible says, train a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he won't depart. So it's very, very important.
That's right. That's right. And it states, of course, God's moral law, which doesn't change. And,
absolutely.
You know, I think, and it's just so wise for us to understand this, every problem, every challenge, every difficulty we have in our world today are a result of people violating those commands. Every single challenge we're dealing with that we're looking at. So, but would you share, our time is almost gone here, would you share with our listeners one more time how they can get in touch with you all?
Yes. You can follow us on Facebook, Urban Conservatives of America. There's a black family as the profile photo, you know, and that's how you will recognize us. Also, you can contact me, the founder, Jonathan McCullough, at 832-801-8587, as well as follow us, our website, www.urbconusa.org.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. All right. Again, thank you all so much, Jonathan and Yakini, for being with us today. And our time is about.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having us. It's always a pleasure to partnership with you, sir.
Great. Again, we're just grateful to have you on. And we're asking every single listener to please pray much for the Ministry of Urban Conservatives of America. Real quick before our time is gone, if there's someone listening who doesn't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we invite you just to pray this prayer with us, if you would. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose from the dead. Lord Jesus, I confess I've sinned and done wrong. Forgive me, Lord. Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. My email is jparker@afa.net. If you prayed that prayer, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to share some encouraging material with you as well. But thanks for listening. Please pray much for the Ministry of Urban Conservatives of America. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.